This news update's being brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss Snow Plow and Custom Shower Glass Enclosures. See Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. And Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer, with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. Authorities in Caro are investigating a serious single vehicle crash that happened Sunday evening west of the city. Deputies say a 34-year-old man from Caro was driving an SUV on Van Gysen Road near Graff Road when the vehicle went off the roadway and struck a tree just before 8 p.m. Emergency crews found the driver unconscious at scene. He was flown by helicopter to My Michigan Medical Center in Saginaw for treatment. Officials have not released his name and his condition has not been updated. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate what led up to this crash. Saginaw police made several arrests in separate incidents over a two-day span last month, including weapons charges, home invasion investigation, and an open murder case. Police say officers responded around 9 a.m. on April 21st to the area of Cherry and 19th Streets after reports of three teenagers possibly carrying firearms. Officers located one suspect who ran from police while holding his waistband. After a short pursuit, the suspect was taken into custody, and officers later recovered a handgun hidden beneath a tarp in a nearby backyard. The suspect was arrested on charges, including carrying a concealed weapon and resisting police. Just after midnight on April 22nd, officers were called to a reported home invasion on West Auburn Street. Police say a woman accused of trying to break into a residence ignored commands to stop and resisted arrest before officers were able to take her into custody. She was lodged at Saginaw County Jail. And later that afternoon, officers responded to a shooting near Sheridan and Rust. A police canine track led officers to a suspect hiding in shrubs after an approximate 30-minute search. Investigators also recovered a firearm connected to the case, and the suspect was arrested and jailed on an open murder charge. The Saginaw Police Association praised the officers involved, highlighting teamwork, communication, and the role of canine TAS in helping locate the shooting suspect. Michigan drivers will see increased seatbelt enforcement this month, with the statewide Click It or Ticket campaign underway. Law enforcement agencies across the state, including Michigan State Police, will step up patrols targeting seatbelt violations through the end of the month. Michigan law requires drivers and passengers to wear seatbelts year-round, and officers can stop a vehicle solely for a seatbelt infraction under the state's primary enforcement law. State highway officials say 222 people killed in Michigan crashes last year were not wearing seatbelts. Most of those deaths involved front seat passengers. The campaign is aimed at reminding motorists to buckle up on every trip. State law requires all drivers, front seat passengers, to wear seatbelts, along with passengers between the ages of 8 and 15, no matter where they're seated in the vehicle. Officials also point to a recent Michigan State University study showing seatbelt use dropped to 92% in 2024, the lowest rate recorded in two decades. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
I smashed the windshield of my car. What do I do?
Go to Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe before you call your insurance company.
That's right. This is Dave from Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Insurance companies may ask you to go with an out-of-town company, but you have a choice. Go with your local glass company, Advanced Auto Glass and More of Bad Axe. We will professionally install your automotive glass and can perform the calibrations for collision avoidance systems. So for the best windshield replacements, call Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe, at 989-269-6655.
This is Kevin Morrell from Morrell Equipment in Bad Axe. We have several people stopping in to ask about our new golf carts that we have in stock. Why would you buy a lithium over gas? Stop into Morrell Equipment in Bad Axe, Michigan, and we will explain to you the reason. We have over 60 golf carts in stock, more arriving daily, and ready for immediate delivery to your home or cottage. These aren't your standard golf carts. These are mean machines ready for travel and style. Features include 4 and 6 seat models, long-lasting lithium batteries, 6 and 8 speaker stereos that will impress your ears, underglow lighting kits for the interior and exterior, turn signals, backup camera, fully integrated onboard 10 and 12 inch screens, remote start, and so much more. The best part, these are priced much less than side-by-sides, starting as low as $5,250. With financing available, Morrell Equipment sells direct from the manufacturers to save you more money. Companies such as Dash, Grayson, Sierra, Tico, again, over 60 units in stock and ready for your summer action. Don't forget, financing is available. Stop in and see them and test drive them for yourself at Morrell Equipment, located just north of the Meyer gas station in Bad Axe, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturdays, 8:30 till noon, or call 989-553-2460.
And we're back with more news. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, known as NOAA, is issued its official forecast for the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season today during a press conference at the Aircraft Operations Center in Lakeland, Florida. Lead forecasters detailed the primary atmospheric and oceanic factors expected to influence storm development over the next 6 months. The briefing emphasized public safety and regional preparedness ahead of the official season start on June 1st. Meteorologists highlighted the latest satellite tracking technologies and data models that will be utilized by Hurricane Hunter crews to improve prediction accuracy for coastal communities. And United States Marines boarded an Iranian-flagged commercial oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman as part of an active maritime enforcement operation linked to a regional blockade. In a simultaneous development, Iran's Persian Gulf Strait Authority announced a new controlled maritime zone in the strategic Strait of Hormuz. The new Iranian mandate requires all transit vessels to secure explicit advance authorization from local authorities before entering the waterway. International shipping firms are monitoring the situation closely due to the potential for delays along one of the world's primary energy supply corridors. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss Snow Plow and custom shower glass enclosures. See Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. And Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Dave with Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. We offer many services to better service our customers in the community. Our auto glass services include windshield replacements, including ADAS recalibration, on-the-spot stone chip repairs, and door glass replacements. We can service semis and agricultural vehicles such as tractors and combines as well. We install thermal panes, custom shower glass enclosures, and cut flat glass at your convenience. We do it all, from sales to service to installation. Stop on in or call us today at 989-269-6655.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.